drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we launch here into the third hour of the program. You bring up anything, we go to your phone calls. It's Sam in Texas. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. There's a couple things I wanted to finish up from the call last night where I talked about the grand jury process and how to turn the government's rules and their system of law enforcement back against the public officials to hold them accountable and make sure that they're following the law.
Okay.
So there were we talked through kind of how to bring all of these charges and file them and so forth and talked about, you know, obviously they're not going to like that very much. But there's some other things that come into play that kind of are very helpful that I want to point out, and they're not very apparent. Obviously, it's going to scare the bureaucrats if you're filing charges against the police, against the prosecutor, and against judges, or court clerks, or anybody else who violates the law. They're obviously going to be much. They're probably going to take the time to actually read the law at some point, and they're going to be much more careful about actually following and upholding the oath that they swore to uphold.
And they'll be less likely to, you know, some of them, they'll be more likely to quit their jobs, less likely to take the jobs because they won't be as attractive. They won't be as attractive in the sense that I can do anything I want and I can get away with it and I get a sweet,
Mark,
sweet government paycheck.
Won't be attractive to the sadist, Mark, but it would be attractive to some of the better cops out there, like the one who called that ended up quitting and is going through some kind of lawsuit.
Yeah.
Right, or some of the good guys that we happen to have up here in New Hampshire seems to be like more of the good guy cops seem to be up here. At least that's the impression I've got.
I don't know about that. But
yeah. Now, one of the other things is once somebody has gone through in New Hampshire and blazed the trail to the grand jury in a certain county, the next time I go in to file complaints, because of the way I'm doing it, I'm starting off with a small complaint, and then I'm going to get them to break the law protecting their own and use that against them. The next time I march in there with a criminal complaint, what do you think they're going to do?
I don't know.
Be scared?
Probably send me straight to the grand jury and say, I don't want to mess with this guy because he's going to really screw things up for me and get me in lots of trouble. And that's what really you would want to happen. If an official breaks the law, you should be able to march right into the grand jury, present your complaint, and let them evaluate and decide if they want to indict that person.
If an official breaks the law, you would think that the government that's there to do what's right and what's and to protect us would give an armed escort to you from your home to the grand jury in order to protect you from any miscreants in the government. You would think that they would want that, but they don't.
I have a question about all this, Sam. The grand jury doesn't have any obligation to act on your claims, right? I mean, what if they're out there protecting the state, too? What if they're not doing it? What if you bring all this to them and they just say, F off?
There are actually rules governing what the grand jury must do. Now, if they refuse a complaint, and the Randy Kelton guy that I'm learning this from and actually interviewing on Saturday, he has actually indicted the grand jury and brought them up on charges because they failed to look at one of his complaints, and the judge had to impanel a new grand jury to hear the indictment against the old grand jury.
Wow, what's the danger to the to somebody in the grand jury that fails to do what they're supposed to do?
Well, they'd be facing criminal charges.
Criminal.
At any time when these guys break the law, they stop becoming a public official and they become a criminal, and then they have to be dealt with as a criminal before you can proceed on with whatever it is you're trying to do with the government. Okay, one of the other things is something called plausible deniability with the police. Now, you guys, we've talked to cops, and you know that one of the things they say is, look, if I did that, I would get fired, or I have to uphold the law, and I have to do this or that, because
they're afraid of retaliating. They're afraid that if they don't follow the orders of their superiors, they'll be retaliated against.
Exactly, and what this does is gives them a very real excuse to say, chief, I can't go do that. These guys, they'll come and file criminal charges against me, and I sure don't want to have to explain this to the grand jury. So it really gives them the excuse that they need to say, no, I can't follow that order. It's unconstitutional or it's unlawful or whatever.
Just out of curiosity, Sam, would an officer that's given a direct order by his superior to do something illegal, you can pick what it is, illegal from your standpoint, that you could go after them with a grand jury. Would it be the officer or the superior that would be in trouble?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's going to depend on what the statutes are, and I haven't read through them all for New Hampshire. That'll be one of the things I'll start working on here shortly.
I think it's all going to be very interesting. This Mr. Randy Kelton, you said his name was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I listened to an audio interview with him today.
Oh, really?
And it was interesting at...
How did you pick? I mean, doesn't this guy have his own radio show or something like
Sam
that?
Sam sent it to me. and, you know, I was interested in what I was hearing. It didn't sound as insane as some of the stuff that I've heard up to this point. There was some stuff, yeah, that it sounded unrealistic to me. It didn't sound like it occurs today, but I'm very interested in what the guy has to say.
Yeah, so, Ian, after yesterday when Mark and you guys both kind of called the whole uppercase, lowercase name thing crazy and conspiracy and fringe, I sent Mark a guy's story from North Carolina who's actually done this and has gone through the courts, and it really uncovered some very interesting things about offer and acceptance, and in the way that the prosecutor responded, the judge responded to him, they sat up and took notice, and the judge is a JAG prosecutor in the military, so she's really pretty sharp and knows this stuff, and kind of validated the connection between statutes and contract law and how the UCC comes into play.
Oh, I would think that these, as commercial entities, are definitely operating under the UCC, but I think what we were sort of trashing on last night was the idea that you could get up in front of a judge and say, I am not that person, and, you know, yeah, have that actually work, because it didn't.
At sentencing, of all things. Like, you wouldn't have to establish that beforehand.
And this guy, Randy Kelton, did come in front of the judge and say that what sounds like cockamamie to me. I am a natural Christian man or something like that. He said that particular thing. And he claims at the end, look, I don't know what part of this stuff works and what doesn't. And he claims that he asked questions of the judge, that he had sort of turned her to his side, mm-hmm, at some point. And so he acknowledges that this is a learning process.
Absolutely.
Which I like. I don't want to listen to somebody who has some kind of narcissist complex where they believe they know everything,
yeah,
and that you know nothing and shut up and, you know, that kind of thing.
I think that's what we've been talking about here, and, you know, talking about how Sam and some of the other people up here in New Hampshire have been testing the waters and trying different things and seeing what works and seeing what doesn't. Luckily, we're trying it with little things like speeding tickets and parking tickets, whereas, you know, Danny Riley was trying it with a 36-year sentence at the feds. So I think that part of what we're doing is that experimenting and throwing different stuff up against the wall and to see what sticks and see what works and using other people's experiences, learning from them, and I think that it's all going to be very interesting, especially as more people begin to try these techniques and especially as we can have more success and we can actually point to things and say, look what happened here, look what happened here. Let's try this some more and dig in deeper.
Absolutely. Two more quick things about this grand jury approach. One is, if you're filing charges against a public official like the sheriff or somebody who's elected to office, the fact that you file criminal complaints against them is going to be brought up by his opponent, and that's really going to hurt them politically.
Hmm.
So not even whether or not the grand jury is indicting, it's going to look really bad on the record and be brought up as part of the dirty politics that goes on.
So it shouldn't take them very long. I mean, once somebody begins this process, and it seems like, Sam, you might be the man to do it, at least first, because most of us haven't done the research you have. But once somebody begins this process, they may very well back down pretty quick and leave people alone. I mean, that's a very real possibility.
I think so. It's definitely going to help. With the attorneys, you can file bar grievances against them. And an attorney in his first year, if he gets one bar grievance, his malpractice insurance doubles.
Mm.
After two, he's uninsurable. He needs to go find another career.
Wow.
So it's
very cool.
I think it's not going to take too much of doing this before they really sit up and take notice.
It reminds me of the suggestion that Barry Cooper made at last year's Liberty Forum about going after, like, the bonds that the cops have or the judges have or suing, you know, essentially suing the cops and going after their insurance and stuff like that and really hitting them where it counts, and that is in the financial area. So it's very interesting. I don't know if you have more, Sam, but hang on if you do. 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. You can bring up anything. And what is it that science... is finding out about near-death experiences. Is it the realm of the crackpot kook, or is there something to the idea that the consciousness continues? It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa. Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. It's happening in early March, right up here in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire, happening at the Crown Plaza, I believe, hotel there, which is where it was last year. It was a fantastic event. Had a blast last year, and it's going to be a good time again this year. The guest list, the list of speakers, the Liberty-oriented luminaries continues to grow with recently Glenn Jacobs from the WWE, also known as Kane. He's going to be there. He's a great Liberty activist, as well as a well-known wrestling superstar. He's going to be there. Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision. Both of these guys, Free State Project members. Other names like Mark Stevens from the Adventures in Legal Land, Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com, John Taylor Gatto. So many people going to be here speaking. It's going to be a great opportunity to not only meet some of these luminaries, but also meet the regular on-the-ground activists, these super people that we talk about so often on this program that are actually here in New Hampshire, and they've gotten active for liberty, whether it be in the political realm or the realm of non-cooperation or the media. All of these people, many of them are going to be at, I can't say all of them, many of them are going to be at the Liberty Forum, and it's going to be a blast. There's going to be socializing, there's going to be dinners and opportunities to network and parties, of course, after hours. So we're looking forward to it and looking forward to seeing you there. Save 10% if you use our discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL to save 10%. Get signed up now, though, because the longer you wait, they're going to be announcing new, bigger speakers, some other speakers, I guess, as we get closer. They're still working on booking them. But as the speakers list expands, at some point they're going to increase the price. So if you're thinking about going, go ahead and make plans for it and get signed up at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. What a great way to experience what it's like to be around hundreds of people that think like you do, people that get liberty. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And Sam is on the line with us here from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. Sam, you were at the last Liberty Forum. Are you coming this year or in 2009?
Absolutely, yeah. I wouldn't miss it.
Yep, it's going to be a great time. Of course, you'll actually be an in-state Free State Project member by that point, and we're expecting you here by the end of the year. That's that we're looking forward to. We're talking about some interesting approaches about how to maybe scare these government people away from being so tyrannical, and you're suggesting that that we use the grand jury system, which you've been doing some research on, and it seems like there's actually some possibility that this might be a tactic that may have some success. So very interesting. What else did you want to share with us tonight?
Going back to your case with the couch and the trial that's coming up, I know you're almost ready to walk where I understand that. I've been there myself, and they're just going to either arrest you or proceed against you in either case. And I don't know how much you want to work in the system or not, but one of the things you can do or that I've learned is there's nothing you can't do filing paperwork with the court beforehand that you can actually do on the day in question when you go for trial. It's just, you know, that's the last opportunity that you have. So have you considered, if you file a document that just says, here's what I hold to be true or here are the facts about this incident, and deny their charge and tell them to basically prove it, because they have the burden of proof, some of those things I think actually come in, if you don't dispute what they charge you with, then it's kind of assumed to be fact. So by filing this document that says these are the facts, however you want to lay them out, and then deny their charge, it puts them in a much tougher position. So have you considered doing something like
no,
that?
No, I've not heard of such a thing. What would you call a document like that?
Oh.
Like an affidavit of truth or something?
Probably. I don't know. I'll figure it out and email you.
Okay. Very good, sir. Anything else on your mind?
That was it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
How are you going to dispute that there's a couch there? Still there.
I'm sorry?
The couch is still there.
Okay.
I don't know. It seemed like an odd thing to do to dispute it.
I don't know. I'm open to ideas here. I haven't nailed down what exactly it is that I want to do on Friday. I mean, my current plan is to ask a simple question as to whether or not there's evidence of a damaged complaining party. And if they're going to claim it's the state, then I'd love to call the state to the stand and ask it questions.
And if they claim it's your neighbor?
Well, there's no evidence of that. I mean, if they want to put her, I'd love to call her to the stand, too.
Right.
Like if they want to claim there's evidence of a damaged complaining party, I'll go and I'll play their little game and see what their evidence is.
Because they may try to make the argument that indirectly she could feel that it affects her property value or that it's injurious.
She could, but I want her to make that argument,
right.
And I'll call her ass to the stand. Which that's not going to happen because it's just not the way things work there. They don't do it that way. The complaining party gets to be insulated from any sort of responsibility.
And as far as I'm concerned, that's unconstitutional. You should, in America, you should be able to face your accuser.
Which is one of the reasons why I would just like to walk out of the kangaroo court. I mean, I feel like if you guys aren't going to give me a fair shake here, and this is not a fair shake, there's no jury, there's no there's no facing your accuser. The entire trial is a big scam to get people to hand over their money and to be obedient to the state. So this is one of, that's one of the many reasons why I'm just to the point of where, all right, I'm out of here. See you later. This is a joke. You guys are a joke, and I'm out. You know, if you want to hurt me, then fine. There's all these cameras around. They're going to watch you take me to a cell. And then, of course, that'll be news. I mean, maybe somebody put – I've asked Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com. He's one of our bloggers over at FreeKeen.com. I've asked him to, in the event that they put me in a cage, to write up a short article for FreeKeen, and maybe that'll get syndicated out somewhere on the Internet so people can pay attention to what's going on as sort of a news item, like, man locked in prison cell over couch in the yard. I mean, that seems like a newsworthy story, don't you think? I mean, there's news stories about – old ladies getting thrown in prison for having their grass growing too high.
I think nationally syndicated talk show hosts thrown in.
That might help a little bit. But either way, if that's what they do, then I would like Dale or whoever it is that writes the article to make the comparison that this is not about the couch. It is about obedience, and it's obvious it's about obedience because if it was about the couch, they'd be offering ways to remedy the situation instead of threatening me. If it was about the couch enforcer guy would have, come over afterwards and said, okay, well, we know you don't want to pay this, and since the person doesn't want to come out and meet you, which is my original offer to them was, look, I'll remove the couch if you have this neighbor, whoever it is, come down and talk to me like a neighbor.
Right.
We'll talk about it. I'll
and apparently
it.
This person, whomever made the complaint, doesn't care enough to come meet you and talk to you.
This is allegedly the case, and this is only what the government people have told me. Julia doesn't believe she exists. She thinks that the whole thing's a lie.
I'm quite skeptical.
And so, since the person, if she's real, doesn't want to come and meet me, then the next step would seem to be, okay, well, let's try to resolve the situation anyway. How about, we take it away for you and you can pay us $20? I mean, that would be something. I don't have the truck, so I'm going to have to pay somebody. If I want to remove the couch, I'm going to have to pay somebody to take it to the dump. So if they wanted to help with that, if they were actually serving, if they were actually interested in getting rid of the couch instead of just having me be obedient, paying them, and doing what they demand, they would have come to me with an offer. And they would have said, well, she doesn't want to meet you. How about this? We'll get rid of the couch for you because we got these guys with the trucks over here, the city workers. They'll take the couch away to the dump. You can pay us $20 and it'll all be done with. And then I'd be paying for having the couch removed, not just paying some arbitrary fine that won't do anything to remove the couch. But that's not what they're doing. What they are doing is threatening me, possibly putting me in a cage and, hurting me over the couch, which is clearly an obedience thing and not a couch thing. By the way, it's Free Talk Live. You take it.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk, Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And that's the point of the program. It's Ian here with you.
Yep. And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Lots of stuff there. We give it all away, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about, and it's all free. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. It's Keith listening in New Hampshire. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Keith.
So I'd like to talk about some recent activism I was a part of. There were seven of us involved. We passed out Free Talk Live flyers at a recent Nine Inch Nails concert.
Awesome.
In Manchester.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. We passed out over 400. So.
Gosh. As an aside, before you tell us about the results, I imagine they were good, but as an aside, if you are interested, you the listener, interested in getting your hands on Free Talk Live flyers, we do have them for you at promote.freetalklive.com. There are also graphics and other things like that that you can use. You can make your own custom flyers if you want, but there are flyers that have already been made. You're welcome to use those to help promote the show, and they're all free over at promote.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, tell us about how that went for you, Keith.
Okay, yeah, so we passed out over 400 flyers. Some of the people we talked to about anarchy and anarcho-capitalism, the Free State Project, Free Talk Live. One person said he was a regular listener to your radio network.
Great.
So that was really fun. And like you said, people can print out flyers for Free Talk Live, or I guess any organization that they really like. Fully Informed Jury Association, for example.
Were you guys actually in the concert working the crowd inside, or were you sort of outside the venue popping people as they were going in and out?
Exactly. We were outside. We did it before and after the show. So there were a couple people that went in, and like I think they put some in the bathroom or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Okay, there's
what
another
else?
More important thing I'd
yes,
like
sir.
To talk about, though.
Please.
Okay. Well, some people moved to New Hampshire, you know, for various reasons. Some people moved because they like freedom. And, I mean, that's great and all, but I moved to New Hampshire for a different reason.
What's that?
Well, I moved to be closer to my hero.
Oh, God.
To be closer to Mark.
Aww.
Yes, I admit it.
Man's
I'm
crazy.
An edgehead. I'm an edgehead and proud of it.
Get him off the line. The man's disturbing.
Aw, that's touching. Thanks, Keith, for the call. Appreciate it. That is important. 800-259-9231. We go to Charlie in Kentucky. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, man. Calling you about this evil couch you got in your yard.
Yeah, it's not my couch. It is my yard, I guess, technically, even though it's being rented by the tenants. It's their couch, and they have control of the yard.
Well, I'm no attorney, and this may be not relevant, but they don't follow their own laws and all, but...
Sure.
In Article 7 of the Constitution, it says that in matters of common law, if it's valued to exceed $20, that the right to trial by jury should be preserved.
I agree. And in fact, the government goons are, you know, they threatened me with a $100 fine, and then they said it was a $200 fine. So the amount has definitely exceeded $20.
Yeah, so you might be able to, you might talk to someone that knows, but you could escalate maybe to a trial by jury and...
I have no interest in doing that. I mean, yeah, I understand if I wanted a trial, like, I could do that, but I don't. I just want to stay home and, you know, be left alone, go out with my friends and, you know,
sure,
not have these government
kids. Sure, that's what we all want. Earlier you did mention that you weren't getting a trial by jury at Kangaroo Court.
Yeah.
And at least it does make their efforts less cost effective. It does take more out of their pockets to pursue it to that point.
That's true, but then people could get upset at me, and I understand they're wrong for taking this from this position, but they could get upset at me for costing the system more. You know, oh, how dare you come in there and demand a trial by jury? Then they have to pay the jurors, and then you're increasing the cost to the taxpayers. Even though it's the government that, you know, initiated the force here, and the government initiated the aggression, some people won't blame the state. They'll blame me for being, you know, the fact that you're being disobedient and demanding this jury trial is only going to, you know, make it cost more for the taxpayers. And that was the sort of attack they were going to take with you, Mark, with the when you had sued the town that you lived in or that you live in. There was already sort of that suggestion that, hey, this is going to hurt the taxpayers. You shouldn't do this.
Right. Absolutely. That's what one of the opposing attorney said.
So I'm not interested in, like, playing this out. I just, you know, want this to go away. And so if they want to find me guilty and throw me in a cage, then that'll just make my show more visible in that we'll get some press that we haven't gotten otherwise. We probably couldn't buy press like that. Plus, a lot of people are going to see that, and they're going to say, wow, this is really outrageous. I'd like to be there to help out and do similar things. And hopefully, as Lauren Canario and Russell Canning and some of the other disobedient activists up here have encouraged me to get active and to move here and to get here sooner rather than later, hopefully, if something like that happens to me, and I'm hoping that I walk out of court on Friday and we all go and hang out and have a good time, but if they do throw me in a cage, hopefully the results of that will be that more people will come here sooner rather than later, and they'll send the opposite message from what they were intending to send.
Yeah, we could all hope for that to be the least benefit from the whole situation, and to a lot of people it may seem trivial, but I do personally appreciate very much that you would take that stand, even though it's just this couch. It's really more than that. I mean,
it's property rights is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's completely invasive. It's telling you how to live with what's supposed to be your property. It's insane. I don't see how these people even feel good about coming to your house to tell you how to.
I don't either. I don't know how they sleep at night. I really don't. I mean, and not only the people that do the code enforcing, but this judge who his job day in and day out is to put innocent, peaceful people behind bars. Yeah, there might be the occasional violent, you know, domestic abuse case that comes in front of him, but I've sat there and I've watched cases come in front of this guy, and it's, you know, it's drinking, it's drugs, it's nonviolent, peaceful offenses, time in and time out. And, I mean, just to have a job like that, that you go to work and you make people's lives miserable for a living, I don't know how you can do it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a twisted mindset.
Well, you know, I'm glad you appreciate it, and I appreciate your call, Charlie. Any other thoughts?
Not to support or disparage the all caps scenario or the other one, I can't remember what it was, but the fellow called in earlier to with the end-all, be-all argument of that there was no contract known to both parties that would seal the deal, and that being true, they also readily enforce the federal income tax that there is no signed contract to both parties.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, the feds, the government people don't care if there's no contract. You're absolutely right. So there's
right,
nothing
so
you can say that'll get you out of them throwing you in a cage. If that's what they have, you know, that's what they're looking to do, they'll be able to do it. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And I think one of the reasons why they haven't been doing it up here in New Hampshire with some of the activists is we've brought you the success stories here. Where activists have been, you know, let go and nothing as significant has happened to them as a result of driving without registration, speeding tickets. Nothing has happened to these guys. One of the reasons, I think, is because they're people paying attention. These aren't the average victims of the state. Usually the state goes after, you know, poorer people. They leave the rich alone because they understand the rich are going to hire lawyers and they're going to have a tough time going after them. So usually the state goes after the poorer people and they target them for, you know, possession of marijuana or whatever the crime is. And, of course, they don't have the money to fight it, so they just want the problem to go away, and they're willing to make a plea bargain and take whatever the deal is, the so-called deal is, just to make the situation go away. And if they end up going in jail, the state people know that most people aren't, they're not going to care. They know that people aren't going to come visit them. They know that people aren't going to protest out in front of the prison. They know that people aren't going to be there in court to back them up, to stand behind them. They know that all this is the case. They go after the easy marks. And the fact is, these free staters and the New Hampshire Liberty activists, many of them New Hampshire natives, in fact. Nick Ryder, one of the people we mentioned, the guy that was the speeding ticket case, he's a New Hampshire native. But the fact is, he's backed up by the Liberty activists. And if the Liberty activists are backing somebody up, the state people are coming to learn that that means that it doesn't end when they put that person in a prison cell, that the attention from the public, the news media, the calls to the jail, the calls to the judge, the calls to the court from people that don't even live in the area, people from all across the country making phone calls saying, free Lauren Canario, let our friend out of jail. They understand that that stuff is not going to end, and they don't want to deal with that stuff. They just want to put you in a cage and forget about you. But if they can't forget about you, then they might just leave you alone. If they're going to have a tough time doing what they do, they'll leave you alone. And that's what we've seen happen. And it'll happen more if more people come here and get active. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping, all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will get your call in if you get it in now at 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations all around the country, around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board with the program as well. And you get perks. Sweeten the deal. You get access to things like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, or alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with a story about near-death experiences, so looks like science is getting to the point where they're really going to be able to determine some interesting things about the stories that many people have been telling over the years. And certainly you've heard the stories. You know, usually they involve some sort of tunnel of light or walking towards a light or something like that.
Distant light thing.
A lot of people who have, you know, maybe a medical condition where they'll actually die for a short period of time, medical death, they'll actually die and they'll have very similar experiences. In fact, sometimes it stretches across cultures as well. But let me get to the story here from the News Monster at newsmonster.co.uk. Jeanette Atkinson is surprisingly relaxed about the time she died and went to the edge of heaven. She says, "I don't want to die again in the near future because I still have too much to do, but I have no fear of death." People see the pain and suffering of dying and equate that with death, but they're not the same. Death is the progression of life, says Jeanette, a 43-year-old student nurse from Eastbourne. She had a near-death experience in 1979 when she was just 18 years old. It was triggered by a blood clot, or when a blood clot in her leg broke up into 7 pieces and clogged the main vessels in her lungs, starving her body of oxygen.
Gosh.
The doctors were certain she would die. She did, and then returned to tell the tale. Jeanette said, "The first thing I noticed was that the world changed. The light became softer but clearer. There was no pain. Suddenly, there was no pain. All I could see was my body from the chest downward, and I noticed that the time was 9 p.m. In an instant, I found myself looking at the ceiling. It was only a few inches away. I remember thinking it was about the time they cleaned the dust from the strip lights. Then I went on a little journey around the ward and along the corridor to see what the nurses were up to. One was writing on a notepad. It never occurred to me that I was dying. It was a lovely experience and very, very serene. Jeanette then began the journey that many others before her have reported, being drawn into a long, dark tunnel suffused with light. She says, everything went fuzzy. I found myself being drawn into a tunnel shaped like a corkscrew. All I wanted to do was reach the beautiful lights at the bottom. The longing was so powerful but so gentle. I knew I desperately wanted to be there, but then a voice bellowed at me, come on, you silly old cow. It's not your time yet. I then shot back into my body. It's all a little unclear. All I can say is that I remember seeing the clock again, and it was 9:20. The next thing I was aware of was waking up a few days later, surrounded by equipment and feeling terrible. Later on, I realized the voice I'd heard was my grandmother's. She had died when I was 3 years old. For decades, near-death experiences like Jeanette's have been written off as delusions by scientists. They're dismissed as no more than the last twitches of a dying brain. Modern science has no place for mysticism and the paranormal. But now, a group of British researchers are challenging the scientific establishment by launching a major study into near-death experiences. They hope to settle once and for all the question of whether there truly is life after death. We now have the technology and scientific knowledge to begin exploring the ultimate question, says Dr. Sam Parnia, the leader of the research team at London's Hammersmith Hospital. To be honest, I started off as a skeptic, but having weighed up all the evidence, I now think there's something going on. It's not possible to talk in terms of life after death. In scientific terms, we can only say there's now evidence that consciousness may carry on after clinical death.
I'm interested in hearing what this evidence is.
Our work will prove one way or the other whether a form of consciousness carries on after the body and the brain has died. Several scientific studies have suggested that the mind or the soul lives on after the body's died and the brain ceased to function. One study published in the prestigious Lancet Medical Journal found that 1 out of 10 cardiac arrest survivors experienced emotions, visions, or lucid thoughts while they were clinically dead. In medical terms, they were flatliners, or unconscious with no signs of brain activity, pulse, or breathing. About 1 in 4 people who have a near-death experience also have a much more profound and sometimes disturbing experience, such as watching doctors try and resuscitate their bodies. These out-of-body experiences often include seeing a bright light traveling down a tunnel, seeing their dead body from above, and meeting deceased relatives. Research in America has uncovered even more bizarre results. Blind people who underwent near-death experiences were able to see while they were dead, even those who had been blind from birth. They didn't experience perfect vision. Often it was out of focus or hazy, as if they were seeing the world for the first time through a thin mist. Huh. But the vision was sufficiently clear for them to watch doctors trying to resuscitate their clinically dead bodies. Dr. Parnia has previously studied near-death experiences. 2 years ago, his work was published in the prestigious medical journal Resuscitation. Dr. Parnia's team rigorously interviewed 63 cardiac arrest patients and discovered that 7 had memories of their brief period of death. Although only 4 passed the Grayson scale, the strict medical criteria for assessing near-death experiences, these 4 recounted feelings of peace and joy. They lost awareness of their own bodies. Time speeded up. They saw a bright light and entered another world, encountered a mystical being, and faced a point of no return. According to modern medicine, all of these patients were effectively dead. Their brains had shut down, and no thoughts or feelings were possible. There was certainly no possibility of the complex brain activity required for dreaming or hallucinating. Parnia's initial trial was especially rigorous. He wanted to confound his critics before they could muster their arguments. To rule out the possibility that near-death experiences resulted from hallucinations after the brain had collapsed through lack of oxygen, he rigorously monitored the concentrations of the vital gas in the patient's blood. Crucially, none of those who underwent the experiences had low levels of oxygen. It was also able to rule out the claims that unusual combinations of drugs were to blame because the resuscitation procedure was the same in every case, regardless of whether they had a near-death experience or not. He says, arch skeptics will always attack our work, and I'm content with that. That's how science progresses. What's clear is that something profound is happening. The mind, the thing that is you, your soul, if you will, carries on after conventional science says it should have drifted into nothingness. Dr. Parnia says that every near-death experience is subtly different, but that they all share 8 or 9 key features, whatever the nationality, culture, or religion of the patient. These include intense feelings of calmness, traveling down a long, dark tunnel, being drawn into an intense, loving light, seeing your dead body from above, and meeting long-deceased relatives or friends. A few experience a brief form of hell, where they're drawn petrified into a dark, swirling well of bitterness, hatred, and fear. There are cultural differences in these experiences. Tribal people, for instance, may report paddling in a canoe down a long dark river for 3 days toward the sun, for example, rather than floating down a tunnel toward the light. The experience, whatever the cultural differences, usually have deep and long-lasting effects. It often leaves behind a legacy of profound spirituality and removes the fear of death. And so, you know, the article goes on to talk about some of the ways that they're going to be doing these upcoming studies where they're really going to be able to nail this down. Is this some sort of, you know, bizarre quirk about the synapses firing a few times after the brain has actually died? Or is there something to the idea that the consciousness is just simply inhabiting a vessel, if you will, for a short period of time, and then moves on to some other form? Is there something to this? Science is starting to look at this and say that there is. Now, there's more to the story. We don't have time to get into it. I'll put a link to it, as I do with all the show prep, on the Free Talk Live BBS. You're welcome to dig into this deeper. But suffice it to say, many scientists are coming to some interesting conclusions that, you know, 50 years ago, science never would have even come close to touching. And because of the technology that we have today, they are able to monitor, you know, brain scans and things like that. They'll be able to really check this stuff out. And, of course, it'll be scientifically rigorously tested, and so we might have come across some very interesting conclusions in the upcoming years or months. So very interesting.
I think it's very interesting. It seems likely that there's some kind of life after death. I don't believe what the Bible says, that, you know, people go to hell and heaven and stuff like that. But it's what it seems like to me. But I know that the atheists are going to be pounding at this really hard.
I don't know why the atheists would necessarily have a problem with this. I mean, as someone who's formerly an atheist, the atheist just doesn't believe in a God. So to suggest that you couldn't continue on after death doesn't have anything to do with God, in my opinion, which is one of the reasons why it was so easy for me to transition from being an atheist into a pantheist, which essentially says that we are all, if you want to use the term God, that's what everything is. I mean, all that is essentially the universe is God or whatever. There's no singular consciousness that created everything. They're just everything is, and that's what it is. And, you know, if you can move on after death,
I think a lot of the atheists out there are like the skeptic version of
the atheist. There are a lot of them, yes.
And those folks are, look, if we can't test it, it's not real. So they're going to have to come real good. Their evidence is going to have to be real good.
Short on time. Let's go quick to Jamie in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, Jamie.
Hey, I enjoy the show, fellas.
Hey, dude, you've got about 20 seconds. I'm sure for the short time. Go ahead.
All right. I was driving in Oklahoma, and apparently I can't turn left at a particular intersection, even though there's no traffic coming. And a government bureaucrat pulled me over, started writing his ticket. So, of course, I didn't say nothing to him. He said, do you know why I pulled you over?
I hope you can call us tomorrow night and give us some details. I thank you for the call. Out of time. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. That's something I refuse to participate in.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.